Okay, I've got a question. What does kayaking with sharks, Turkish delight, and a snowside igloo have in common?
Well, believe it or not, they are all key plot points in 2024's Passport to Love. We've got a lot to talk about, Jennifer.
We do, Josh, and we'll unwrap it all on this episode of Do You Watch What I Watch? We are back for season three of the pod. Can you believe it, Josh?
So excited. And we've got a fun one to review to get us in the season of love spirit in just a moment. But first things first, you know, it's a brand new season. And now would be a fantastic time for you to jump on board and join our community here on the podcast. You can like us on our social media channels. You can connect with us. You can tell us what you're watching. You can give us your thoughts on our podcast. We want to hear from you. And a 5-star review really helps us grow our community. You can find links to everything about us on our website at doyouwatchwhatiwatch.com.
That's right. And for our YouTube viewers, I've decided I'm just leaving Christmas up in the office. I'm just doing it.
Same
it's going to be Christmas year-round in here. Oh, yeah, you got a little tenon bombs going on back there. Yeah, it's just going to stay here. The rest of my house is cleansed of Christmas, but not here. All right, so let's get started. Here's the incredibly long plot summary for Passport to Love. So I actually edited out one entire sentence, and here we are. In Passport to Love, a successful international travel writer, Nicole, has scored a dream seaside rental to research her newest vacation article, only to discover it has accidentally been booked also by Cade, a marketing rep for a competing travel magazine. There is an immediate spark between the pair until each returns home to discover Cade's company views Nicole as a rival threat and orders him to exploit that friendship for business gain.
A lot here. Let's go.
Not much left to the imagination. Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess they just want us to unpack it, which we should do.
Let's do it. All right. We open to our female lead, Nicole, driving in a tropical paradise. She is played by Shay Robbins, who, if you guys have been around long, you know, Josh and I love Destined at Christmas, the first two movies out of an upcoming, and there's a third coming up, trilogy, will be a trilogy. She's great. Very excited to see her back. So she pulls over and snaps a photo with the loudest shutter click I've ever heard in my life. And she posts the ocean pic to her travel blog Instagram account, which I had to pause and see. It's NicoleAroundTheWorld.com is her handle. And she's in a French Polynesian island. Now, I took the opportunity to see if NicoleAroundTheWorld.com is a real account that Great American Family created coincide with the movie, and they did not. And I'm like, y'all, that's a missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
They promoted it. There are, however, a surprising amount of similarly named Nicole Around the World Instagrams. So maybe it's just popular name. Maybe it's, I don't know. Anyways. Okay. So she pulls up to a rental house and it's gorgeous. Next, we see a suited up fella, Cade, walking in the home and he's clearly going to murder her. Just kidding. It's Great American Family, not Lifetime. Cade meets Nicole and they realize, oopsie, they both have reservations for the same house. They just booked it through different sites, which is actually always a fear I have when booking travel. Is this legit? I will believe it when I see it. So Louis, the property manager, and he's like, I can try to find some alternate accommodations. They banter back and forth of who should leave, who can stay. Cade does travel publishing and marketing, and of course she has her blog. So they rummage in the kitchen and have a bad comedy bit about making food out of pretzel crumbs, which was awkward.
I thought the same. They were clearly trying to do this thing where they're like, oh, will this couple work? Will they won't? You know, and I had to wonder, these two people were pretty cranky with one another for what was not a mix-up that involved the other person at all. Did you think it was just a little
immediately?
I know, it felt a little Where's your politeness? How
dare you trespass in my giant paradise mansion of paradise?
Yeah,
that was weird. But anyway, so they're like, okay, let's go to the food truck together. We can learn more about one another. She pokes fun at him for not being adventurous, and he says there's never time with work, and he's jealous of her schedule because she's more carefree, I guess. Louis comes back, the property manager. He's like, look, about that other accommodation, everything on the island's booked. It's a busy time of year, but one of you can live with me in my house. I don't have air conditioning, but that's okay, right? I
was hard like, pass.
It's like he knew this was a bust. He's like, please say no, please say no, because I don't think he wanted them living with him any more than they did.
He didn't.
They're like, you know what? It's a big house. There's like 4 or 5 bedrooms. One can live on the pool side of things. It'll be fine. Josh, would you stay on an island with someone that you just met?
Oof, that is a great question. I would have to make a couple of snap judgments about the person based on their appearance, the way they carried themselves. I'd be open to the idea of it. You know, at the end of the day, when you stay at a hotel, it's kind of the same sort of situation, right? You're behind a locked door, presumably in the same building with somebody else. I don't know.
That's true. I feel like in a hotel, there are staff members to report my murder. More than a secluded paradise. Now, if I knew Louis was going to do checks right now, then that might creep me out too, because I don't know Louis. Yeah, I don't know that I would do it. But of course, for the movie, they're going to. So here we are. All right. Nicole chats with her assistant back home, Miranda, and she says the next thing she's thinking of is going to Turkey. Cade proposed an ad in his magazine, and he's like pitching it to different people on the island, and it's too expensive. The meetings aren't going well, and Cade is very sad. So he agrees to go kayaking with Nicole to be more adventurous and get his mind off things. I do appreciate that Shay Robbins' wardrobe is modest but still cute. They made a point of having longer shorts on her and also her bathing suit. Modest as hottest. It was like a little tankini situation. And I thought she still looked great. So kudos to you, Great American Family.
I thought
nothing
the same.
I need to shield any eyes from.
Well, and I thought the same. And I thought they do a great job of making Shay Robbins in this character look like someone who could live next door to you. She looks very girl next door throughout this entire thing, which I think just adds to her overall appeal, not just in this movie, but in general.
Yeah, and she's beautiful. It's not to say she's not, but just
right.
Still approachable. She's approachable.
Yes.
Okay. So they kayak out in the ocean. There are sharks swimming around. And Cade is a nervous Nelly because he thinks he'll be eaten by a shark. And honestly, I'm more of a Cade when it comes to probably swimming with sharks. But Nicole jumps in. She gets some, I don't know, GoPro footage or something, swimming with the shark. She says they won't bother you if you don't bother them. I don't know if that's true, but she said she did research. So here we are. They then go on a hike, and Cade gets a call from his boss that he has to fly out early because he's striking out with all these marketing pitches. They have a final meal together, and Cade leaves, and mellow instrumental music plays in the background.
Oh, gosh. And she asks him, when's your flight? And he responds, too soon. And I thought, oh, it's a great line. But clearly things get flirty in a hurry with these two.
Flirty. That's right. And I thought, is this going to be like Destin, where she didn't even get his contact info and they never like contact each other again? Come on. But luckily, they did exchange numbers at some point off screen. So back home, Cade looks at Nicole's website and blog, and his boss is not happy with him. He pulls up Nicole's website and vows to end people like her, the influencers, the boss. And his boss sends him to Turkey to compete against Nicole. He texts her and says, hey, you're going to be in Turkey. I will too. Is that cool if we meet up? Nicole's excited. They meet up. They go to a pottery shop, and Cade just watches as Nicole makes pottery. That was weird, right? I guess she'd already booked all of her travel and she didn't have a Groupon over there for like a 2-person pottery experience, only a 1.
Apparently not. But I thought it was a really sweet scene. I mean, he is clearly smitten. He is a smitten kitten at this moment.
Yeah.
And is literally gazing longingly as she is spinning a bowl. And it's pretty darn remarkable.
It's a little bit like, what was that movie, Ghost?
Ghost.
What was that scene?
Not quite as, yeah, it's Ghost.
In this version, they're sitting on opposite sides of the room in modest clothing.
It's Ghost on Great American Family.
Boo. Oh my gosh. So then he goes to buy some Turkish delight for her because she mentioned she really wanted to try it to have the full experience. She didn't know she'd have time in her schedule. Have you ever tried Turkish delight, Josh?
I have. And I have to tell you, I spent a summer in Turkey in college. I went to Cappadocia. I did all of the things here. So this was like, this was a trip down memory lane for me. And I was 1000% here for the entirety of this. It was so fun and so true to the Turkish experience. And I loved it for that.
It was gorgeous. It made me want to go. I mean, it definitely is an ad for Turkey. So what is Turkish delight for our listeners? Like a gelatin type of a situation?
Yeah, it's like a pastry, gelatin, dessert. It is really well known. It comes in a lot of different varieties, as I recall. I think it's, for some people, an acquired taste from a consistency perspective, but it is the thing that you get there. So,
great. Love that. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So when he's at the place getting the Turkish delight, a guy that Nicole had met with earlier about marketing approaches him and says, hey, maybe we can work together on some marketing too. I want more eyes and ears coming to Turkey. And Cade's like, okay. He begrudgingly agrees because he's feeling this conflict of, you know, I'm really here to see her, but I also have a job and I guess I need to have money for this Turkish delight that I'm buying. Here we are. Therein begins the struggle. Now they go on a camel ride, which looks awesome. Did you get to ride a camel when you
went? I did not. But it does look so much fun. It's
basically ride on a camel way more than swimming with sharks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so scenic. It's a great way to do a hike. They also do a little bit of hiking. It's just really well done, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Then they go on a date that night. Cade arranges for them to go to the rooftop of where they're staying, their Airbnb or whatever, to see the balloons at sunset, all these hot air balloons in the distance, and they have dinner. He has a Turkish delight, like, charcuterie board for her. Like, it's cut up like sushi or something, all sprout out. Sparks are flying. Music swells. This is a straight-up Disney moment. My heart was fluttering, my cold heart. They almost kiss. Until his phone rings and it's Big Bad Boss again. Just ignore it. Like, it's two seconds. You can call him back.
Honestly.
So Boss is like, you're not doing anything. You're off to Istanbul. The end in Turkey. Back home, Miranda encourages Nicole to take some time to herself. Miranda's hair, by the way, beautiful. Loved it.
All the way through. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cade has some success in Istanbul, but his boss is still not happy because he has very high expectations of him. And Nicole sends Cade a package. She's trying to pick between Singapore or Scotland and asks what he would pick for her next trip. And he votes Scotland. What would you pick, Josh?
I would also say Scotland. Yeah, the flight would be a
deal breaker for me.
Yeah, the flight would be a deal breaker for me for Singapore. 17
it was like 13 hours. Okay, that long?
Yeah.
Hard pass. I don't have enough podcasts to listen to. But if you are going to Singapore, please listen to Do You Watch What I Watch? Start with
listen.
Season one and know that the sound quality gets better as you go. Okay. So Big Bad Boss has a new idea. Hey, we're going to buy out these influencers and their stupid blogs and direct all the domains to us. This made zero sense to me. It seems like a terrible idea.
And Cade tells him as much.
He's poking holes in his theory the whole time. He's like, people just won't go to the website anymore.
Yeah, so Big Bad Boss is totally big and totally bad and just wants to destroy people who are kind of up-and-comer social media people. He's very anti-social media, very anti-growth, kind of old school. And the people around him are trying to tell him, hey, we got to kind of evolve and do some different things. And that includes Cade. And I think that's part of his conflict here. And he has the support of his coworkers, but his boss is just terrible. So,
yeah, rotten to the core. So she decides, yes, I'll go to Scotland. Hey, Cade, do you want to join? Of course. And Miranda's like, I'll come too. I want to check out this mystery guy. And off they go to Scotland. I guess Miranda is also Nicole's roommate?
That's
they
the
didn't say that, but they're always together.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get to Scotland. They're staying at a castle. It almost looked like that the Netflix movie set.
Yes.
Castle for Christmas. No. What was it?
Castle for Christmas. Yeah. The one with
especially one hallway scene.
Yes.
Looked just like that movie.
I thought the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. They sit down for tea, and then they go through a hedge maze labyrinth thing. And they why are they only taking pictures on their phones? Like this is them the whole time. Also, Shay Robbins had basically my cell phone case, which I thought was cool. But like she had a full blown camera early in the movie. And I know iPhones have come a long way, but couldn't we bring out the real travel camera for the big bad blog?
I'm just saying, Jennifer, it's probably her whole aesthetic. Her whole thing is authenticity. And a cell phone is a lot more authentic than a fancy DSLR. So.
Well, fine. Miranda goes back to the Scottish hotel castle thing and finds an article that Cade wrote about his turkey trip on the company website. And Miranda is not impressed. Oopsie doodle. Number one. But it was a minor oopsie doodle because the next day they're doing archery and Miranda asks him about the article and he says, oh, I didn't realize they posted it. That was just kind of a sample to say what I can do, what services I can provide. So oopsie doodle averted.
Yeah, it's kind of like the pre-oopsie doodle for me. It's kind of like a you see where this is kind of going, that she's ultimately going to find out about his company and his company's intent and wonder if he's connected to it all and that sort of thing. So it starts unraveling. So it wasn't like a lightning bolt of an oopsie doodle. It was more like a slow rumble thunderstorm of an oopsie doodle.
It was a oop. Just a oop.
Yeah, it was a oop before the sadoodle.
So on a Scottish walk, Nicole and Kay talk about seeing each other back home, which I'm glad they addressed because they live like 3 hours away and, you know, they could see each other probably easier than traversing the whole globe, though it's not as romantic maybe, but here we are. Kay left his phone back at breakfast at the Scottish castle and Miranda gets it. Oh, I'll give it back to him. And she sees all these texts from Big Bad Boss saying, have you gotten that Nicole woman to sell yet? This is the oopsie doodle, the lightning bolt one. The return of the oopsie doodle. They have an, oh yeah, so she calls Nicole while they're on their walk, tells her what's up. Nicole and Kate have an actual grown-up conversation, and he gets to speak his truth without her just storming off and making assumptions, which is so refreshing, I thought. I mean, she still walks away in the end, but they actually were able to hear each other out. What did you think?
I thought it was great, yeah. She expressed some real emotion, didn't just run away and cry, and he sort of laid it all out there and fought for it a little bit, but ultimately kind of left it in her court. He said what he wanted, but knew that it wasn't going to be that easy. I thought they did a good job of sort of letting this moment breathe a little bit. Sometimes they don't, you know?
I know. I enjoyed it. So now our girl Shay Robbins is sad, and I don't enjoy a sad Shay is what I wrote down.
Oof. Yeah.
Does nothing for me. Back home, Cade tells his boss that he never even tried to offer her any money because he didn't believe in this idea. The boss calls him a disloyal dead weight. Ouch. And fires him. Cade comes up with an idea to bring the blogs under their umbrella. And I got confused, but he was telling his female co-worker about it. And she's like, this is a great idea. But why don't you just take time before you rush into another job? And I thought, well, that's random because, you know, he's probably got bills to pay, right? He needs money. Cade's former boss calls her, Nicole, to pitch her, and he assures her he's gone, Cade's fired, he's out of the picture, and Nicole shuts Big Bad Boss down, like, don't call me anymore, I'm not selling my blog.
Yeah.
All right. And then we learn that Big Bad Boss is on the prowl at the office, female co-workers there. Female co-worker is actually the niece of Big Bad Boss's bigger boss, who comes in and is like, what are you doing to my company? This is not how we are. Stop it. And so he lets Small, former Big Bad Boss, go. And she wants to hire Cade back and go with his confusing to me business plan. Boom. Did you see any of this coming?
Did not. I liked the twist with her being the niece of the company's CEO. And I like that Big Bad Boss got his comeuppance and didn't just get fired. Now Cade gets essentially, I think, his job, which I thought was kind of a brilliant move for them to do. So I liked it.
Yes. Cade takes flowers to Nicole's house, but Miranda's there and says Nicole is actually in Finland. You missed her. And she's like, look, I like you. Here's how you can get to her to meet up with her. And off he goes. The miles these people must have accumulated in these travels. My goodness. Ooh. They got to at least be a boarding, right?
Something, something.
Primary boarding, companion passes, free drink coupons. They must have it all. So Nicole is in Finland looking and reminiscing at terrible photos of Cade, like, grimacing on the kayak during Sharkgate earlier in the film, which looked to me on YouTube like this. Like, he looked terrified. I'm like, out of all the pictures you have of him, is that the only one you have? Josh does it.
I'll Photoshop for our YouTube viewers. I'll Photoshop.
Oh, I miss him so much. He's so attractive. He's like, Cade traverses all of Finland trying to catch up with Nicole. He ends up snowmobiling through a snowy night with barely the light of a flashlight to guide him. He needed Rudolph or something. He sees CGI northern lights, keeps going, comes upon a beautiful chalet and igloos. Like those, I don't know, they're glass, but they're see-through igloo modern thing structures.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. And he's like walking past all of them because they're wide open. You can see people in it. No, no, that's not Nicole. I would have peed my Arctic pants if I just saw
some random
outside of my igloo after it was Betty by time.
I know.
There he is. But there's our Nicole. She has her big camera back out and finally. And Cade walks by and he looks like a peeping Tom, but he finds her. She puts on her coat and says, I heard you got fired. I'm so sorry. Like, oof. On LinkedIn, you had to update your profile. He tells her he got his job back. He apologizes for the whole mix-up. Spending time with her has been the highlight of his life. And she says, that is a lot of pressure.
Which, to be fair, it is.
I appreciate so much. The self-awareness.
I love, you know, if there's anything... If you've listened to us for any period of time, you know we love self-awareness. And she definitely in that moment was like, whoa, hold your horses.
I'm like, dude, you just like stalked me in Finland. Let's slow down. But energetic instrumental music swells and they kiss. And that is the end.
All right, folks, it is time for our Gold or Coal segment. Here's what we do if you're new to the podcast, joining us for our very first episode of season three. The way we decide whether we like these things is that we each give three gifts. If there's more gold, we're going to call it a Turkish delight. If there's more coal on this one, we're going to call it a missed connection. And if it's a 3-3 tie, we're just going to call it, meh, middle of the road. So Jennifer, hit me with it. You go first.
My first one has to be, and I looked it up during it. I was like, did they actually film all of this on location? Because it seemed like they did. This movie was shot on and off. I found one of the director or producer's Instagram accounts. They shot it over 9 months in 4 countries, which is super impressive. Loved the authenticity of it. Loved how it is like a travel ad for all of these places. I thought it was really well done and scenic and engulfing and beautiful. Gold.
Good. Gold for me out of the gate as well. I liked the leads in this one. I liked Shay. I liked the guy she was paired with in this one. They were both believable individually.
Mason.
And I liked the two of them together and bought their chemistry. And I got to tell you, I love how Great American Family is really trying to position Shay Robbins as an up-and-coming queen over there at Great American Family. She had these little vignettes throughout the entire thing where she was doing what we saw Candace Cameron Bure do at the Christmas season. So I kind of wonder if this isn't part of their strategy to build her up as sort of the next kind of leading lady over Great American Family. And I'm here for it. I think she does a great job in these movies.
She is so sincere. Like you said, you believe every word she says. They even called the premiere day of Saturday, February 10th, hashtag Shay Day. So,
I love that.
Just rolls off the tongue. Yeah, right. I love that. I will give some gold. the relationship was believable to me. I felt like you actually saw them spending time together, going on these dates. Now, is it a little skewed because they're in those romantic places? Of course, anybody can fall in love in these romantic places. But they got to know each other. They pushed each other out of their comfort zones a little bit, especially her for him. And I enjoyed it. So, gold.
Yeah. I'm going to give gold for this last little bit through Finland. I thought him chasing her through Finland was really funny and really well done. Especially the shot, the GoPro shot where he was driving the snowmobile. I just thought that there was just this desperation to get to her that I thought was really endearing in a way. I just thought it was a fun way to end it, as opposed to, you know, they could have cheapened out and he just shows up at the airport when she's landing or something and they did it.
Right.
But he had to go out into the Finland wilderness to
That's
track her.
True. He really had to work for it.
He had to work
now,
for
in
it.
In this day's dating age, from what I hear, I mean, I'm a happily married woman, but from what I hear from my single friends, it's hard to get somebody to text you back, much less stalk you to another country and find you in an igloo. So
exactly. Yeah. So gold for me.
My last gift, I'm going to give some coal, the CGI Northern Lights. I didn't need it. It's minor. It's a minor piece of coal.
Minor.
I just thought it was a little like, okay, we've seen this effect in a lot of movies and I never really enjoy it.
That makes sense. I'll let that one. Yeah. My last gift is going to be gold. I really appreciated how all of the extras that we got in all of these countries were legitimately people who probably live in those countries, right? Mm-hmm. The woman at the pottery place, the guy mm-hmm. who runs the shop where they sell Turkish delight, the guy who had the sled dogs and had to feed him because it was time to do that. I mean, it was just a really nice touch that I thought added a lot of local flavor and really sort of sold it. And I just got to give some credit. I mean, Great American Family is not usually one to spend a budge for something like this. The budge on this felt a lot like, you know, what Hallmark spent for A Safari Romance when we went to South Africa. You know, they dropped some coin on this and I think it paid off.
Agreed.
So bottom line here, we had 5 gold, 1 coal. We liked it.
Tiny coal. I really loved this movie. I thought it was so fun. Such a great one to start off our new season. It put me in a good mood. It's everything I want out of these movies. You know, the oopsie doodles were there, but they were handled well. It checked all the boxes for me.
And I got to say, I agree 100%. I got to say, this actually surprised me too. Because when I read the summary and when I saw the artwork for the film, it kind of did, I think, a disservice, right? I wish that the
artwork is off-putting, yes.
Yeah, I wish they would up their game just a little bit so that it actually reflects the storytelling we're getting. Because it's better than what we even saw a couple seasons ago from Great American Family, I think. So I think they're really trying to do some new things and some interesting stories. And I think it really worked in this one. I would watch it again because the scenery is great. The story is great. The romance is great. I liked it. And that, friends, is another episode of Do You Watch? Would I Watch?
Special thanks, as always, to our friend Nick Schwartz for our theme song. And thank you to you for listening or watching.
Hey, if you like our podcast, be sure to connect with us on all of our social media channels. And if you would do us a favor, if you could just drop a quick 5-star review, especially on Apple Podcasts, that really helps us grow our podcast community, gets us in front of more eyes, and helps us do more exciting things moving forward. You can connect with us and learn more about everything we've got going on our website at doyouwatchwhatiwatch.com. Next time, we're going to go over to Hallmark Channel, where we're going to be chatting about one of their new Loveuary films, Love and Jane. And here's the synopsis. Lily, a hopeless romantic and literary enthusiast, is surprised when her wish to talk to her favorite author comes true and Jane Austen herself appears in real life. We're going to have a whole lot to discuss, Jennifer. And until then,
may your days be merry and bright. We'll see you next time.